Sam Fender, The Treadmill, 7:26 on iRadio. Una, The Treadmill is that machine that goes round and round and round. You can pretend to run on the street. They're in the gym.
I know what a treadmill is. Thank you very much. I have spent many, many an hour in a treadmill.
Have you?
Well,
trying to figure out how to turn it on.
A long time ago.
Or how to turn it off. Come here. I know you're probably not mad into video games, but you must have had some sort of experience in playing video games growing up, like, and
no,
nothing. None of your friends have consoles or anything.
Nothing. And maybe like when I was really super, 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 super young, there was a Game Boy, maybe.
Yeah, go on. Oh, but you've no idea what was on it or anything.
Mario.
Go on.
just Mario.
Yippee!
Yeah.
Well, listen, a lot of people will say that playing video games will rot your brain.
I agree.
Well, nope. Research shows now that playing video games might actually be good for our brains. And I've always said this, you know, for somebody who's been an avid gamer since they've been very, very young. It looks like the people who regularly play video games could have better cognitive performance than those who don't. Everything down to your eye and hand coordination. Like, you don't know your left from your right, for crying out loud.
Of course I do.
No, you don't.
I write with my right hand, so therefore the other one is my left hand.
Yeah, but you have to guess it all the time. You don't know.
It's not guessing. It's an educated guess.
Well, listen, playing video games apparently is the answer to better cognitive behaviour.
Listen, I got slagged so much last week because Marty was talking about this video game that apparently everybody knows and I had never heard of it. And people were sending in voice notes, absolutely slayed me. Something, Crash Bandicoot. Crash Bandicoot.
Yeah, would have played it, yeah.
I don't know who this Crash Bandicoot is.
Nobody's surprised.
Well, actually, a lot of people were surprised.
Stop.
There was voice notes going in, who is this woman on the radio who doesn't know who Crash Bandicoot is? What is going on? She needs to be educated. There was a plethora of voice notes that came in slating me. So I need to go and investigate. What's his name again? Crash Bandicoot.
Yeah, Crash Bandicoot.
Crash Bandicoot.
Yeah, yeah. While you're doing that, I'll look up pictures of my favourite video game, Tomb Raider.
Tetris.
Tomb Raider.
Tomb Raider. Is that the one with
Lara?
Oh, yeah. Lara. Who's the new Lara?
Oh, yeah, one from Game of Thrones. What's her name?
Which one? Sophie Turner.
Sophie Turner.
Love
the new
her.
Lara
She's
Croft,
class.
Yeah, yeah, there you go.
Very good.
So get back into gaming, Una.
I'm going to get on.
Now, to play Crash Bandicoot, you need to get a PlayStation for that one, okay?
Can I borrow yours?
No.
Okay.
Fine. Let me lift you up. High mornings with Cooper and Una.
Breakfast rolls.